It is Friday, May 24th, 2013. This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Callums.
And I'm Antoinette Grajeda. Ozarks at Large is underwritten in part by the Walton Family Charitable Support Foundation. Support for KUAF comes from Maybell Music, celebrating its grand opening tomorrow from 11 a.m. until 8 o'clock. Maybell Music offers vintage instruments, strings and accessories, instrument repair, and music lessons. Located in the Quonset Hut on West Center in Fayetteville, maybellmusic.com for more information.
Ahead on this edition of Ozarks, I'll talk with Michael Tilley from thecitywire.com about the latest developments with Whirlpool. And we'll spend a few minutes walking around Tricycle Farms in the heart of Fayetteville. It's part of tomorrow's Omni Center Peace Gardens tour.
And for this Friday before a holiday weekend, members of the band Backroad Anthem come to the Furman Garner Performance Studio.
First, a new report released by the Centers for Disease Control and the National Center for Health Statistics says the rate of teen births in the United States is dropping, but that Arkansas has the highest rate of teen births in the U.S. Brady Hamilton, a statistician with the National Center for Health Statistics, says the rate of teen births in Arkansas is dropping, though.
Overall, Arkansas had a decline of 16% in its teen birth rate between 2007 and 2011. There was a 10% decline in Arkansas for births to non-Hispanic white teens, a 22% decline in births to non-Hispanic black teens, and a 37% decline in births to Hispanic teens.
He says the study could be used to help shape public policy regarding teen pregnancy.
The importance of this is the fact that teens are, of course, teen births are the focus of public policies and programs designed to limit the number of births for those particular age groups. And this report, for example, allows people to sort of see where there have been large declines and where rates remain high and for what particular groups.
The Red Cross is using technology to help keep people safe during severe weather as well as after a storm hits. One piece of the strategy is a smartphone app aimed at helping people prepare for severe storms that could materialize quickly. Bridget Williams is the communications director for the Red Cross of Arkansas.
They can just go to their app store and put in Red Cross Tornado app. It's a free app. It is just incredible. I could spend all day telling you the different components to the app. But one of the most important features is that it will give you tornado warnings. You don't have to open the app. You just have to have your phone on and the sound up. And I have to say, 3 weeks ago, I was awakened at 3 a.m. in the morning when Bentonville was put under a tornado warning. And it is a loud, piercing that says tornado warning.
She says aside from delivery of tornado warnings, the app has several other features, including tips on what to do before, during, and after tornadoes, safety notifications to family members through social media, and a shelter locator for anywhere in the country. Users can also make an emergency plan within the app and email that plan to necessary family members and friends.
If you go either on the app or go to redcross.org, there's a Safe and Well site. You'll see it. It's on their main banner. You can also visit redcross.org/Arkansas. And you can go to that Safe and Well, list the fact that you are looking for someone, register yourself, and when they come through Red Cross's path, if you will, that person would be notified and they can get in touch with you.
For more information about either the app or the Safe and Well program, the website is redcross.org.
Some residents in Carroll County are continuing to try to block a proposed 345-kilovolt high-power transmission line that would require seizure of private property across the White River Valley and parcels north past Eureka Springs into the Kings River watershed. The Arkansas Public Service Commission is vetting the power project proposed by SWEPCO, which has mapped six possible routes. Pat Costner is co-founder of a group calling itself Save the Ozarks.
It would run from Centerton, just west of Centerton, to over on the Kings River near Berryville, and it would entail clear cutting about 48 miles through northwest Arkansas in a 150-foot wide corridor, which would have towers of about 150 feet in height installed along the corridor. And we have filed Save the Ozarks and probably as many as 40 other individuals and groups filed petitions to intervene before the Arkansas Public Service Commission in this matter in opposition to SWEPCO's plan.
Opponents have retained a lawyer in an attempt to prove that sufficient electrical infrastructure exists and that SWEPCO has failed to make a case for the transmission line. SWEPCO claims a proposed power line is critical to assure continued electrical service to homes and businesses across the two-county region. Last week, the Carroll County Quorum Court voted to pass a resolution opposing the transmission line. Opponents say all six proposed routes pose a threat to historical and natural resources. The Arkansas Public Service Commission will hold public hearings in Northwest Arkansas this summer, with the final and formal commission hearing tentatively scheduled in late August in Little Rock.
A man was arrested early Thursday morning after illegally entering the grounds of the governor's mansion in Little Rock. Authorities say 32-year-old Raymond Taylor scaled the fence around 5:30 yesterday morning and tried to break into a car before being taken into custody. Matt DeCampbell, a spokesman for the governor, says the governor will not directly address the incident but will leave the ordeal to security and state police.
This is what the governor has a protection detail for, is for exactly these type of occurrences, and they are tasked with taking care of these type of things when they arise, and they'll do just that.
State police spokesman Bill Sadler says Taylor has been charged with criminal trespass and breaking and entering a vehicle. He is being held at the Pulaski County Jail.
The Arkansas Razorback baseball team is taking the day off after advancing to the SEC tournament semifinals with a win last night over LSU. Arkansas fell behind early but scored several times late in the game in Hoover, Alabama to win 4-1. Arkansas has no game today and will face the winner of today's game between Alabama and LSU tomorrow afternoon in the semifinals.
Partly sunny today with highs from around 72 in northwest Arkansas to about 78 for much of the Arkansas River Valley. Tonight, cloudy with lows in the lower 50s in northwest Arkansas and the mid to upper 50s in the River Valley. Tomorrow, a 20% chance of rain, otherwise sunny with highs between 77 and 84.